The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father.
All of us are here simply because we believe in God. To be or not to be. To be with God or to live or exist without God. To be in heaven where God is, or to be in hell where you decide whether or not, or the reason why somebody's in hell, because that person decided to hate God. Pure and simple. Do we believe in heaven and hell? Yes, we do. Because it is very much connected to God. Heaven is heaven, not because there is no suffering, but because you are with God. Heaven is all about God. Okay, remember this, huh? Heaven is all about God. Not your pets, not your family, but with God. Because some of you think as if heaven is like earth. Heaven is all about God. Why do I say this? Because some of you are still kind of loose in the head. Because you think, "Oh, I will not want to be in heaven if my dog is not there." Some of you think of heaven as being with your dog, being with your mom, being with your dad, being with everybody that you love. Again, it's nice to see them there. But if you think you're going to go to heaven only to see them and not God, you won't get there. Huh? Remember this, huh? It is all about God. So you and I better be preparing ourselves to be with God. Okay? Because I love my dad who died at a very early age. I love many people but I will not want simply to be with them in heaven because it's all about God. Please remember this, huh? Because if you are not working for that goal, then you might miss the point. So, hell, again, is real. Why? Because, sad to say, again, very clear in the first reading, everlasting flames. Okay? Everlasting flames. Do you think God wants anybody to go to hell?
No.
Huh? No. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. Yet, some people, again, the devil and the angels, the evil ones, decide once and for all to be without God. It is a decision, a one final decision by the devil and Satan, or evil angels, to hate God. In our case, it's different. It takes really, really, as for me, basically, somebody who doubts God's love. Somebody, question, do you have to be really, really, really evil to go to hell? Huh? We don't. Huh? Remember this, huh? Don't think that just because you don't kill or you don't cause trouble, that automatically you will not go to hell. If you are unrepentant, even if you did something little, but you kept on denying responsibility, you will go to hell. It's not about the size or the greatness of your sin, but if you choose not to repent. So please be careful. Huh? Some of us, many of us, are becoming the rest of the world, blaming everybody except ourselves. That is why it is very important that the church decided to go back to bring back what? The words, what? Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. That was very important. I do not know what the bishops at the time, why they decided to take it out in the first place. In Latin, it was always there, yes or no? In Latin, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, it's always been there. But somehow, I don't know what happened, they took it out. Remember, it's not about how great your sins are, it's about dying with unrepentant sin. Or, sad to say, some even doubting, pushing away God's mercy. No? So, first reading, it says, those who lead people to justice, that is what we are, your priest. No? We are here simply to lead you to God. Sometimes you don't like what we say, but if it is the truth, then what can I do? Of course, I've had people misunderstanding what I try to say. Maybe the language barrier or my language is different. But some people might think, for example, that I am not as nice as I want it to be. As I told you, I already got into trouble many times when I'm simply trying to explain, for example, the Eucharist. No? And then people will come to me and say, Father, you're insulting those who do not, my friend who is not Catholic. I didn't want to insult anybody. I'm just trying to be proud and explain to you clearly what the Eucharist is all about. So don't try to be more concerned about what your friends think. Rather, I'm just talking to you as Catholics, telling you what the Catholic doctrine is all about. And then if they get hurt, again, it's not because I made them feel like a fool. No, that is not my intention. It also, again, as I told you, it hurts me when I see Christians rejecting the Eucharist. Because what? Because all Christians should have the Eucharist, but chose not to, even though it's a gift from Christ himself. Same thing when we talk against immorality. Why do we talk against sin? So that you will know that sin offends God, and that we are encouraging everybody to avoid it. Not because we're judging you, not because we're putting you down, But simply, if you did it, to hate what you did, but we will never, never tell you to hate yourself. Because God will always love you. We love you, your priests, your bishops, all in the church. But we have to talk against sin. And, of course, talk against what? Pride, selfishness, materialism. Again, we live in a first world country wherein we acquire many things. Why are we against materialism? Why are we against people trying to become more rich, more powerful, more famous? Because it is what? It is not what Christ showed. Christ showed by becoming human that you can be faithful and love God even though you are poor, even though you are not famous, even though you have no seemingly no power. Look at that. No? That is the Christ we profess, the one who died on the cross. So if we are full of ourselves, if we depend our existence by how much money or properties we have, and that is our security, then I have to tell you, that is not what Christ wants you to do. Again, it is so easy to be selfish. It is so easy to sin. Yes or no? So let's face it. It's easy to sin. It's easy to push away God. Because you need humility, you need trust, you need confidence in God. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to love you. Help me to open my heart to you. Help me to really grow and become like you. But again, how can you do that if you spend more time watching too many things? That's why I keep telling you, avoid anything that will corrupt your minds. No? Remember, the devil is working 24/7 to corrupt your minds. Yes or no? 24/7. He does not get tired. He will cause you to sin. He will cause you to doubt. Even here, in our parish, when the devil will start, what? Rumors about anything or against the priest or against the pope, anything. So be careful. You think you are on the right. You think what you're doing is right. But in reality, the devil wants you to simply doubt. And when there is doubt, what happens? Again, it hurts me when I hear people say, I stopped believing in God, or I stopped being Catholic, or I'm gonna go to a different church. That is already a result of what? The seed of doubt that the devil has planted in your hearts. We are Catholics not because of the priest, not because of the church. We are Catholics because we know that is the way Christ wanted us to have and to be. He wanted us to have the sacraments. He wanted us priests to guide us. Not because your priests are perfect. I'm not perfect. I never told you that I was perfect. I never pretended that I'm holy. Just like you, we're trying to be holy. But don't use us to stop believing in God. That's in your hands. No? Just because you live in an imperfect church, when you go to another church, what do you think? See, that's the thing is this. Oh, I'm going to go to another church. Where? Where can you find a church wherein everybody has no sin? That everybody's always nice. Oh, Father, there's a church there. They're so happy. Tell me a church with no intrigues, with no division, with no rumors, with no... All the churches, you may think that your first impression may be, oh, they're so nice and happy. Maybe the 1 hour that they are inside the church, they look happy. But in reality, no. So my dear friends, believing in God, heaven and hell, all churches believe that. No? But the question now is, how do we reach God? How are we able to end up with God? And I'm telling you, Christ is the way. And His way is the best for us. And He wanted us to have everything so that we can reach Him, giving us the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and confession. And when you go to confession, what do I tell you all the time? Stop talking about your husband. Stop talking about your wife. Stop talking about your children. You are there during confession to what? I confess my sins. No? That's it. And do not hide. I've had people who were so afraid of the gravity of their sins that they hid their sins. They were ashamed of their sins. Again, the devil of forgetfulness, the devil of lies, will want you to hide your sins so that it will not be forgiven. And if it's not forgiven, then how can you repent? And again, I told you many times, the devil is also working on what? Telling people out there that there is no sin, that abortion is a human right. Or one person said, it is unchristian to deny somebody who wants abortion. Even using the name of Christ in that sentence wherein they say that it was Christian to believe in abortion. Imagine that. So anybody, anything, anywhere the devil will use to confuse you, even your own emotions, even your own friendship, anybody. And what did God say? What did Christ say? If you love your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister more than me, you are not worthy of me. Meaning what? Better make sure in the long run that we are what? Faithful to Christ. That is all that matters. Some people will make you confused. Some people will make you angry. But in the long run, hopefully when we die, God, Christ will tell you, oh, I know you. You have fed the hungry, clothed the naked. You have imitated what I told you. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful. It's all about this. So again, remember, huh? My job, my obligation, my joy is to simply, hopefully all of us will see each other in God's heavenly kingdom.